Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got our guy.
Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie. It's
Friday. Doing plenty of that today, and why not? It's a day on which to do it. And we thank our guests. They were Randy Trivers, Matt Bowen, and Kevin Fishbane. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, especially for all the hard work with Who's Your Guy all week with everything that goes into that. Thanks to Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, and Kevin Lapka. And now we send it out to Detroit, where it's going to be yet another big day for the Parkins and Spiegel show. They got the newest Bears upcoming and Matt Miller upcoming and all kinds of stuff. Hi, guys.
You're right.
What's up, boys? Yeah, Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze should be joining us within about 30 minutes. We talked about it for months, and then it actually happened. Like, nothing went weird. Nothing went Bears. They didn't draft a guard. Like, they actually got the franchise-changing quarterback and the number one receiver to go with it. Unbelievable night. Unbelievable.
Very fun, right?
Oh, my God.
What was the atmosphere like there in Detroit? I obviously, there's a lot of Lions fans there, as Shane found out.
Yeah,
but
no, it's been awesome, Lawrence. Like, and we found out, too, here in the Buffalo Wild Wings at the Mini Odyssey Radio Row, in this back little green room, and certainly in the big room when the Lions traded up and picked up Terrion Arnold, it was awesome. But also, a lot of Lions fans scared of the Bears. Legit
a little bit
scared,
of fear.
Legit scared of the Bears.
You smell that?
And,
it's fear.
It's what the Rock is cooking.
That's understandable and awesome. How about these kids today, guys? These kids today. Like, you know how great athletes are often and usually better than the previous generation's great athletes because, like, science has come along and different training techniques?
Yeah, and they have some of the capital to be able to get the highest training techniques.
For sure. But also, Caleb and Rome as therapized young adults talking about, like, holding each other accountable. In that little friendship video, Caleb's like, let's have fun. Let's hold each other accountable. Who talks like this?
It's not just them. We were talking about this during our pre-show meeting, just how the level of polish,
dude,
on so many of these future professionals and just how well-adjusted. And we talked a lot about the effect of COVID and what those years meant to the development on a lot of kids and how much extra parenting and teaching and what it's taken to get. I just think it's remarkable that particularly this class, with what COVID did to affect them, what they have had to overcome, losing a huge chunk of their socialization and their education. And
had to figure it out from home. They had to figure out from home. A ton of them found online therapy and are more open to it. And in terms of, like, therapy language and stuff, these kids are so much more evolved than athletes of 20 years ago. It's crazy.
But so are all kids. It isn't just the fact that they're athletes.
No,
it's the fact
that
most college kids, and believe me, having done, you know, so many of these college visits now, so many, and how much it's talked about on college visits and how they talk about how the stigma now is not availing yourself of all that's available to you with advisors and therapists and everything. Like, it is just something that's part of your life.
Yeah, and it makes for better versions of young kids in that way than they were 20 years ago.
To speak to your point, and Dan and I got into this conversation about Caleb, it was really cool to see him emote last night.
That up and down.
Even though knowing he's going to be the number one pick for probably the last 2 years, like, to get to the moment and have him enjoy the moment, to live, to be in there, to live in the along, like, I really enjoyed that. Like, I enjoyed the crying, the primal scream as he walked out onto the stage, because he's earned it. Like, he's deserved it. And so often, and that's what I was saying, and I said to Dan, whether we're talking about Caleb Williams now or Justin Fields over the last couple of years, seeing these younger people have a little bit more of advanced knowing of self,
big time,
than most of us do is really cool.
He's so comfortable in his own skin. I mean, Caleb Williams already has a foundation that has been up and running for over a year that talks about and prioritizes the destigmatization of mental health
and is trying to curb bullying.
it is a really incredible thing that in some ways it feels like that kid is more comfortable being himself and knows himself at 22 than I do at 37.
That's the point that I made, that I'm old enough to be both of those guys' dads.
Yes.
And they're a lot farther along in their journey in mental health than I am.
Lawrence, to your point about emoting up high with the primal scream and down wherever with the crying, and also when he's doing the bear claw thing with Rome and he's like, "Rawr!"
Which he came up with on the spot.
I mean, it's just like he's a little kid when he wants to be a little kid. And don't we want a quarterback who's playing the game? How often have we talked about
it? He's like a kid out there.
Yeah, but it's true when you see Rodgers and Mahomes toying with the pocket and toying with the entire process because they got the game on a string. That's what you want.
I think that if you look at this draft and if you go back to the WNBA draft, that's what we're talking about now. Like, that's where, like, the amount of polish of the young women who walked on the stage in the WNBA draft and a bunch of the picks in the NFL draft, you can see that they're clearly, like, you're learning how to do that. Like, that's part of your journey inside of college if you're going to be a professional, but you're also, they're vulnerable enough to show a window of who it is that they are, and they know that they're going to get support for that, even if they're going to get banged for that in other areas. They know where to go to try and find the support for it. I think it's a very positive step forward societally, and that makes me happy.
It's just coming to sports now this point.
And Caleb is going to still be an extreme version of this, and it doesn't mean he won't have hiccups, but if you listen to the full thing with him on the pivot and you've, you know, read stuff about him like we all have, like, this guy was basically created. He's told his dad he wanted to be a quarterback at 10 years old, and he had been a linebacker and a running back. And his dad was like, okay, nutritionists, sports psychologists.
Yeah, all of it.
He lived alone in an apartment in high school.
Overlooking the field.
Yeah.
But you know what part of it he also gets, though? And he said, my last goal is immortality, and the only way to reach that is winning championships. I can't do it alone. Keenan Allen can't do it alone. The fact that he knows the path to personal glory, which of course his ego wants, is team success. Like, just knowing that, it's beautiful. Like, spiritually, it's freaking beautiful. And because deep down, everybody knows it's inherently true, but it doesn't always matter in baseball, obviously. It sometimes doesn't matter as much in basketball. We see that journey. It matters in football, even for quarterbacks, and he knows it already.
We haven't had a chance to discuss it today for obvious reasons, but the LeBron James clip that is going around where his comments about it's just basketball have, I think, grossly been taken out of context with everything that he's said, where he says you're supposed to have anxiety and feel the pressure. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And he talked for 90 seconds about those feelings and about where it all fits into being a person as well as a player. He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
He's been an all-star for 20 years. And that it would be one thing if we're praising him. This is the kind of thing we are hearing now from people entering the NFL, from people entering the WNBA. And I think on its very own, that's just good.
Progress. Progress. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Bears are going to be just good.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good.
They're going to be good.
We have a lot of bets in already. Danny's not the only one. Yeah, a lot of people flying in, making bets. But look, it's going to be a big day. Matt Miller to preview rounds 2 and 3 and beyond for the Bears and much, much more.
Yeah, so Matt Miller's going to do 2 segments with us, 3:40 and 4 o'clock. Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze scheduled between 2:30 and 3. Shane was in the belly of the beast and was following Caleb around last night and has a notebook full of anecdotes from behind the scenes that you did not see on television. So he will share those stories with us in the 3 o'clock hour. Of course, we will take whatever is relevant from their press conference. Tanny was scouring everything for the best national reactions to what's going on with the Bears and much, much more. It's going to be a very busy show today.
All right, guys. Have fun with it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good one. We'll see you back in Chicago on Monday. Tanny's open. Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze making their first appearances on The Score. Big hour coming up. Parkinson Spiegel in Detroit on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.